Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app here in the month of June, the month dedicated to the Sacred Heart. What is your devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus? Put a great devotion, a great quote from Pope St. John Paul II up on our Morning Air Facebook page with a beautiful visual of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, one that I had not seen before. Take a look at that on our Morning Air Facebook page. And let's talk about your devotion to the Sacred Heart right now with a member of our family at Relevant Radio, Father James Kubicki, a Jesuit priest. Of course, you hear him with his daily prayer reflections on Relevant Radio. Father is the director of the St. Francis Mission on the Rosebud Reservation in western South Dakota. Father Kubicki, good morning.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you again in this wonderful month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and a day before First Friday, which is traditionally a day that we remember the heart of Jesus and the love that he has in his heart for each one of us, a very deep, personal, and intimate love. So good to be with you this particular day.
We don't talk about your books very often, Father Kubicki, but you've written a book about the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
That's right. You know, years ago when I was the director of the Apostleship of Prayer, it was a way that the Jesuits, the Society of Jesus, promoted devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And back in the 1950s, the national director at that time was asked to do a book about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And Ave Maria Press, back in the around the year 2010, was interested in the current director of the Apostleship of Prayer, that was me, doing an updated version of that book. Basically, what does the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus have to say to us today, and why is it important for us today? And so I wrote a book called A Heart on Fire, Rediscovering Devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And I have to say, John, that it kind of wrote itself because it was from many of the talks and other ways that I had reached out to people to share this devotion. And so it was very easy to write, and I hope people who are not familiar with it might become so, because it is, I think, a good way to rediscover this devotion that's so important, especially during times where we feel burdened. Remember, Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew said, "Come to me, all you who are finding life burdensome, and take rest." And basically he says, "For I am meek and humble of heart." That's where we see the Sacred Heart in Scripture.
When did your devotion to the Sacred Heart start? Was it as a young man, as a boy, as a priest?
You know, it's funny. People have asked me that, and I have to say, you know, I did not grow up in a family where we had an image of the Sacred Heart on a wall or where we had consecrated our family to the Sacred Heart, as many people do. But I think growing up in a very Polish-American household where piety was part of our daily life, I think I just naturally gravitated toward a heart-centered type of spirituality and prayer. And so by the time I became a Jesuit when I was 19 years old, I entered the novitiate, already people recognized in me this and talked to me about the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and the devotion really took off after that.
You know, when you just kind of run out of ways to say thank you to Jesus, he's just put so many good things in my life. And in our particular parish, the Sacred Heart altar is on the side where you would kneel to do an examination of conscience before you go into the confessional. And just staring into that Sacred Heart, that it's a portrait, but it almost looks three-dimensional when I look into it. It is mesmerizing. You hear about athletes talking about being in the zone. You have seen pictures of a little something peering through the fog, the sunlight through the fog. That's almost how I see the Sacred Heart in doing that examination of conscience. And again, I can't thank God enough for allowing me to understand the power and the healing of that Sacred Heart before I head in to receive the power and the healing of the Sacrament of Reconciliation.
Well, what a beautiful way that the church is put together there, because, you know, I think you're right. To make an examination of conscience, looking upon Jesus, who is looking upon us with his tender love, not condemning us, but just happy to meet us. Like the father in the story of the prodigal son, Jesus is just happy to meet us in that sacrament, and to prepare for that sacrament, not with a condemning, angry view of Jesus, but with his compassionate view that is portrayed through these images of the Sacred Heart, with his arms probably outstretched, saying, come to me, I just want to heal you and forgive you and give you peace. That's a wonderful way to prepare for the sacrament.
Father James Kubicki with us this morning here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app in this month of June, a month dedicated to the Sacred Heart. We are talking about your Sacred Heart devotion. And what is it in your life? 888-914-9149. On the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line, tell us about your devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Do you have perhaps a little Sacred Heart of Jesus altar in your home? Do you have a picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in your bedroom? Your devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus now, 888-914-9149. Father, tell us about the 9 First Fridays, the power of that devotion.
Yes, you know, it's part of what are known as the 12 promises, and oftentimes people think these 12 promises that Jesus gave to St. Margaret Mary were given in this order and in a, you know, very summarized form, but actually they are found throughout her letters. And an Ohio businessman, a man from Dayton, Ohio, Philip Kemper, back in the late 1800s, put these 12 promises that can be found throughout the letters of St. Margaret Mary into a flyer or a card. And his printing business had been suffering, but once he did this, his printing business took off. And in a very short time, these promises had been translated into 238 different languages. And the 12th promise has to do with going to church and receiving the sacrament of reconciliation and receiving Holy Communion on 9 First Fridays in a row. And the promise goes like this. I promise that in the excessive mercy of my heart, that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who communicate, in other words, receive Holy Communion, on the first Friday in 9 consecutive months, they will receive the grace of final penitence. They will not die in disgrace, nor without receiving their sacraments. My divine heart shall be their safe refuge in this last moment. And, you know, it's not a magic wand or magic word that you say, well, now I've done my 9 First Fridays, I've got it made. But it's a way of showing our devotion to Jesus and receiving the assurance, as he puts here, that we will not die without the grace of final penitence. And it says, without receiving the sacraments. Now, of course, we know that at times people may not have that opportunity. They may be unconscious or something. They may die in an accident. But I think the point of that is to say that Jesus can be present to us, even though, for example, through a spiritual communion. So if our desire is there, if we have this desire for final penitence, to be with the Lord in the final moments of our life, the Lord promises that he will be with us, and his heart will be a safe refuge for us in the last moments of our life.
What also happens with the 9 First Fridays is they become infectious, and the 9 First Fridays turn into perhaps daily mass goer. And I know several who have done the 9 First Friday devotion to the Sacred Heart who have become daily mass goers, and so that desire now becomes the undercurrent of their lives.
Right. You know, and that's the whole point of this is, that, again, it's not a superstition, it's not a magic wand, a ticket for heaven, but the hope is that by doing this novena of 9 First Fridays, one will grow in their devotion. And, you know, I have to give a shout-out to some friends of mine in Milwaukee who, since the 1960s, have gathered in an all-night vigil on the first Friday, first Saturday of each month. And, again, the opportunity is there for reconciliation and Mass and Holy Communion. And people who have begun to do that find that, you know, when the first Friday comes around each month, they want to be there at least for a part of the all-night vigil. But some people stay throughout the night and honor our Lord and our Blessed Mother in that way. So you're right. Once we begin something like this, it grows in our lives and becomes a part of our prayer routine.
In this month dedicated to the Sacred Heart, we're talking about your Sacred Heart devotion today with Father James Kubicki, who's a Jesuit priest and our relevant radio contributor with his daily prayer reflections. Father's the director of the St. Francis Mission on the Rosebud Reservation in western South Dakota. And we're talking about your devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Do you have a particular Sacred Heart prayer that you like to use? Maybe you've done the nine First Fridays. And how has the devotion to the Sacred Heart helped you in your spiritual life, perhaps helped you carry some crosses? Sharing your stories on the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. And we'll get to your stories coming up here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app right after we hear today's gospel at 17 before on Morning Air here on